You have a traffic alert. Those are certainly appreciated as well. A lot of text wondering who's the new guy in with Gracie today. It is me. I am just in a bout with something. I don't know if my vocal cords are just incinerating as I continue talking here today. But I feel a lot better than I sound. I do not feel sick at all. Happy to be here. Happy that Gracie is back after an extended weekend down in Central Florida. Who did you see, by the way?
George Strait. And
George
Christy
Strait.
Hinton.
And so the your concert review was?
It was awesome. It was really stinking hot. Yeah. But it was fun, and it was like the last night of the tour. So he played like 36 songs. It was like,
wow.
It was awesome.
You know, something that I know that you will be interested in, that I was looking at somebody on TikTok who was used to be a college athlete, highly touted recruit at USC, Max Brown. He played quarterback, but he has now kind of launched himself as this. He does analyst work for Pac-12 games, what's left of the Pac-12, but he lives out in Los Angeles and went to the Taylor Swift concert, and he was just remarking about how incredibly interesting it would be to find out what Taylor's day-to-day regimen is like, to be able to put on the concert she does with the basically non-existent breaks that she has,
yeah,
to do it night in and night out for, I don't know, however many weeks or months it's been. And here is a guy like me who just in the past like 3 to 4 weeks has had like sore throats and all this and all that. How can she possibly go that long?
Yeah.
In the physical condition that you have to be in with not getting sick at all to put on the show that everybody expects to see when they go there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just gives you such an appreciation for these artists who, yeah, they put out the records and everything like that, but putting on these concerts night in, night out, where they have to be at their peak emotionally, mentally, physically, their vocals, everything that goes into it. So George Strait, another example of that. But anyway, just thought that was interesting there. I would like to see, you know, if there was some way we could get like a New York Times or whoever to just be embedded with Taylor for a week,
yeah,
and just to report back on this is what she does, this is her workout regimen, this is what she eats, this is when she sleeps, this is when she does all this, because I think it would be really interesting. Just shy of 5:15 right now on News Radio 92.3. Today's top three stories are, number one, we start in Russia, where a Russian informant, excuse me, is now detained in Ukraine in an alleged plot to assassinate President Zelensky. The woman is now being questioned about working to find information on an upcoming trip Zelensky planned. Ukraine's Secret Service says the informant was trying to find details of his itinerary to give to Russian officials. Ukraine officials say they were working on the struggle against traitors in Ukraine. Also, a federal judge setting a deadline for former President Trump to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. Smith on Friday filed the motion after Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Smith in his filing wrote that public posts by the former president about the case could have a harmful, chilling effect on witnesses or adversely affect the fair administration of justice. And finally, additional interest rate hikes will likely be needed. That's the message from a Federal Reserve governor. The Federal Reserve raised rates last month for the 11th time since March of 2022. The next hike decision will come in September. That's a look at our top three stories here today. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays throughout our area. Of course, we have typical afternoon traffic on 98. That's going to be westbound throughout Windhaven Beach. Backing up to about Herbert Field this afternoon. And we are looking good on 9th Avenue, 12th Avenue, as well as Langley and all of throughout Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, please give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. With your details. For weather, we do have an excessive heat warning in effect. That's going to be until 7 p.m. tonight with mostly clear skies this evening and a low of 82. Tomorrow, expect another heat advisory in effect. It's 97 in Pensacola, 98 in Milton, and 96 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at some local headlines here. So a couple of updates from Santa Rosa County. First, commissioners discussing once again how the competitive bid process will be scored and selected moving forward. This after last month's drama over the planned consolidated dispatch center, in which three commissioners voted to go with Pensacola-based Caldwell Associates. Commissioner James Calkins today said the fix was in.
If they both were okay and this board either ranked them, you know, 1 to 2, then why do y'all have to go and make us as a board look bad to the whole community, to every other business, and change the process?
So based on the commissioner's scoring, the winning firm was Tallahassee-based Clemens Rutherford and Associates. They have notified the county that they are now exploring legal options. And coming up Thursday, the commissioners will vote on a process where submissions would be reviewed and scored by county staff, and then the top three would be recommended to the commissioners. Also turning a bad situation into a good one.
I just want to thank the Sheriff's Department and the other agencies that were involved in taking down a known drug house in that neighborhood at 5912 Congress Street. And I look forward to seeing that being redeveloped into something much, much better for the neighborhood.
That's County Commission Chairman Colton Wright. So on Thursday, the board will vote to commit the home in Gulf Breeze to an affordable housing opportunity. By doing so, the Attorney General's office will waive their contraband forfeiture fees. The home was seized by the Sheriff's Office in February following an arrest on drug trafficking charges at the home. In Escambia County today, five people involved in an apparent gunshots fired following an argument. This happened at around 220 near Mobile Highway and Charbar Drive. The five people were arguing behind a building. Investigators say four of them fled the scene in a car while one of them stayed behind. While nobody was hurt, there was property damage as a result. No other information released on that yet today. Also, getting an interesting story here this morning where Escambia County says 60,000 text messages from Commissioner Jeff Bragosch's personal phone were illegally obtained. Those allegations, the latest development in the lawsuit over an EMS training scandal from 2019 that could potentially put the county out millions if they're found liable. The messages were provided as evidence by Bragosch's former political opponent, Jonathan Owens. He joined our Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News today.
I said, well, you know, I have a thumb drive that showed up in my office that has lots of public records on them, and they seem to be from Commissioner Bragosch's personal cell phone. So I sent them over to Dr. Edler's attorneys, and that was sometime last year. I don't remember the exact date.
Owens was working for Commissioner Doug Underhill at the time. The lawsuit involves who he heard there, Dr. Ramey Edler, the former county medical director, who filed a whistleblower's lawsuit against the county, alleging fraud by providing ambulance service without qualified personnel and overbilling Medicare. 520, we'll take a break. We've got state headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. One amazing example of strength is Esther. She famously proclaimed, "If I perish, I perish," as she prepared to go before the king on behalf of her persecuted people. She had such conviction that she was willing to lay down her own life for the sake of others. Her passion and purpose were deeply rooted in God's plan. Being strong in the Lord means finding His purpose for your life and pursuing it no matter the cost. Knowing God's plan for you doesn't have to be mystical. Actually, it should be biblical. Find your purpose in tenaciously telling others of God's love for them through the message of Christ's death and resurrection, which atones for our sins. Christian person, give your life to the faithful proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great start to your week and staying as cool as possible. We're going to get a full rundown on what's going on this week weather-wise from Alan Strum in just a bit. But first, a look at our traffic traffic on the 5. So we do have an accident on Airport Boulevard that is going to be right in between I-110 and Davis Highway. So we are seeing some slowdowns because of it. So just keep that in mind. Again, that is going in the westbound direction right near the Drowsy Poet on Airport Boulevard. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. We are looking pretty good on 98, but we do have some typical afternoon traffic. Throughout Gulf Breeze proper, we're having some slowdowns in the westbound direction right when you get past Gulf Breeze Hospital and into the Nature Preserve, as well as typical cool afternoon traffic near the Garcon Point intersection, as well as Windhaven Beach going westbound is showing delays. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. And for weather, we're going to hear from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Extreme heat will be continuing. We've got alerts in effect again for Tuesday. Highs should be in the mid-90s with heat index values up around 110 or potentially even a bit above. So dangerous heat continues to be in the area. Now, there is a chance for rain. Tuesday's rain chance runs at about 50%. So some scattered thunderstorms might help to cool things down. Overnight lows will be around 80. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have a heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. 96 in Pensacola, 97 in Milton, and 96 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Supposed to walk 2.5 miles tonight.
What?
I know.
Joe.
I should have done it early this morning, but I just needed the couple hours extra of sleep that I got. So, but yeah, I'm going to be sweating a lot tonight. Looking forward to that. State headlines now. Florida gas prices are declining after hitting a new 2023 high last week. AAA says the state average is now $3.82. That's 16 cents more than a week ago, though. Nearly 40 cents higher than a month ago. Friday, the state average reached $3.84. beating the previous high of 372 back in April.
Also, 5 people are facing felony charges in connection to years-long Tampa Bay theft ring. So Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says that the suspects stole over $5 million worth of merchandise from Home Depot stores across 7 counties and then sold the items on eBay. Officials believe that the Pinellas County pastor, Robert Dell, led the operation for more than a decade.
In his first one-on-one interview with the broadcast network, Governor Ron DeSantis tells NBC that if the election is a referendum on President Biden, the GOP will win. Just one of the topics he discussed.
Whoever puts their hand on the Bible on January 20th every 4 years is the winner.
Okay, but respectfully, you did not clearly answer.
No, of course he lost.
Trump lost the 2020 election.
Of course. Okay. Joe Biden's the president.
So that was him when pressed about whether Trump lost the election, but at the same time said that it was not a good run election.
And near Miami this weekend, volunteer divers found 32 submerged cars in Doral Lake. They said that they're likely connected to crimes, including missing person cases. So the diver Ken Fleming says they'll work with the Miami-Dade County to remove all of the vehicles, any information they find, and hand over any information they find to the police that will hopefully lead to solving cold cases.
Taking a look at some national headlines now, former Minneapolis police officer who held back a crowd during George Floyd's arrest in 2020, sentenced to prison today. Tu Tao was sentenced to 4 years and 9 months for aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the death of Floyd.
Also today marks 25 years since the deadly U.S. embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania. Secretary Antony Blinken honored the 224 people killed in the attacks today. He said that the bombings awakened the U.S. to the scourge of terror. The attacks were carried out by terrorist group Al-Qaeda.
Families of service members killed during the chaotic pullout of Afghanistan are demanding answers from the Biden administration. Kelly Barnett lost her son at the Kabul airport.
Biden, the Biden administration, incompetent, cowards, evil.
There was a congressional forum in California today. Many said they have received inadequate answers from the administration on what occurred at the Kabul airport, where 13 service members were killed in a suicide bombing. And finally, in national news, Alabama could host a Republican presidential debate That's the word from State GOP Chairman John Wall. He says he's been working on plans to bring a debate to Alabama for a while. Of course, the first GOP debate, August 23rd in Wisconsin. 5:30 right now. Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now. It's brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm Samantha Liebman. Lawyers for Donald Trump responding to a request for a protective order in his 2020 election interference case, saying it would violate the former president's First Amendment rights. The feds requested the order after Trump wrote on social media, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," which prosecutors perceived as a threat. Gas prices are up nearly 30 cents a gallon in just the last month. Not good news for President Biden.
There's an overall surge in the cost of living for Americans. Fruits and vegetable costs up. Gas to get to and from work also up. It's a devastating report card for a president who is more or less hovering at around 40% approval.
That's Fox's Kevin Cork. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.82. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Simon & Schuster getting a new owner. The book publisher has been sold for $1.62 billion to private equity firm KKR. Months after a federal judge blocked its purchase by rival publisher Penguin Random House because of concerns that competition would shrink in the book market. Simon & Schuster's parent company, Paramount Global, said it'll use sale proceeds to pay down debt. Simon & Schuster noted authors include Stephen King, Colleen Hoover, and Bob Woodward. Our consumer debt continues to pile up. Federal Reserve data out today show that Americans' consumer credit increased by $17.9 billion in June from May and was up 4.3% year over year. And a new Bankrate survey finds that we're now taking longer to pay off credit card debt, 60% carrying it for longer than a year. Rebounding from a losing week, stocks posted solid gains today. The Dow Industrial's up more than 400 points. The S&P 500 gained 40. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Television ratings are huge for NFL games. But if you want to get a sense of where pro football is with fans right now, take a tour of training camps this weekend. Beyond the day-to-day, the Packers had over 65,000 come to Lambeau Field to watch practice. The Eagles had over 50,000 fans at the Link for practice. Practice! In exactly 1 month, the NFL kicks off with the Chiefs-Lions. By early September, expect pure mayhem. I'm Andrew Perloff.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Gracie, hope you're having a great start to your week and trying to stay cool in this heat. We're going to be seeing more high temperatures all throughout the rest of the week, but we're going to be giving a full rundown on the weather in just a bit. But first, a look at our roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays throughout our area. We're also looking good on 29 and 90. Just a little bit of a heads up, school starts on Thursday this week, so that may change up your traffic patterns just a bit during the afternoon, so just keep that in mind. We do have an accident on 98 in Gulf Breeze. That's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're heading eastbound out of Gulf Breeze heading towards the Nature Preserve, you're going to start seeing some slowdowns due to this accident. Backing up to about the Bob Sykes Bridge, so just keep that in mind. If you see anything else on the roads or have any details, please give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. We do have clear skies tonight, no chances of rain with a low of 82, but we have an excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. So we're going to be seeing high temperatures tomorrow, too, with a heat advisory. We will be seeing a little bit of rain, so hopefully that'll help cool things down throughout the day. But mostly it's going to be in the afternoon, a couple showers, but it's only at 50%. We have a high of 95 tomorrow. It's 96 in Pensacola, 97 in Milton, and 96 in Gulf Breeze, and our heat index is at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you so much. Looking at the world of sports here, Major League Baseball scoreboard. One game in progress right now. Dodgers lead the Padres 13-6. That in the eighth inning. Braves and the Pirates are on ESPN Plus this evening. That starts at 6:05 in Pittsburgh. The Rays are off today. And a pretty important series in Cincinnati. The Marlins and the Reds, they are fighting for wild card positioning right now in the playoff race. So a very important series there. If one team sweeps the other, may just about do in the other as it comes to getting into the postseason. We talked a lot last week about conference realignment and, you know, how Florida State's trustees were basically telling the ACC that we need more money or we're out. The Big Ten went out and signed Oregon and Washington to join the conference. And Pete Thamel, who is a college football reporter for ESPN, senior writer, says that the ACC, which stands for Atlantic Coast Conference, by the way, is having exploratory calls for Cal and Stanford, decidedly two teams that are not anywhere close to the Atlantic Coast. This whole conference realignment, this expansion thing has thrown everything that we've known about college football into complete and utter chaos over the last 15, 20 years or so. And so this is not going to stop anytime soon. And, you know, at least the Big Ten is safe when it comes to the geographical thing, because while it's the Big Ten, the SEC, yeah, you know, a little bit out of the SEC, a little bit out of the Southeast with Oklahoma, Texas, and Missouri, but there is still a geographical thing that makes sense with the SEC. But if the ACC goes the route of adding Stanford and Cal, well, you can't really call yourself the Atlantic Coast Conference anymore. Perhaps All Coast Conference may be appropriate. So we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out here over the next few weeks. Going back to Major League Baseball, there was several suspensions handed out. That big fight between the White Sox and the Guardians, in which shortstop Tim Anderson got leveled with a punch to the face by Guardians third baseman Jose Ramirez. Well, it's Anderson actually got the worst of it on the field, and he'll get the worst of it off the field too. Six games for him, and Ramirez getting three. NFL news, Kareem Hunt is scheduled to visit the Saints tomorrow. Saints running a little bit low on running backs right now. Eno Benjamin was placed on IR with a ruptured Achilles. Alvin Kamara, of course, suspended for the first three games as well. That's a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Health, business, and science notes. Gas prices keep rising, but there may be some relief coming soon. NBC's Sam Brock says cooler temperatures can help.
There is some good news, at least, which is that temperatures eventually are going to be scaling back into the fall. That should provide some relief.
So oil refinery operations are returning back to full capacity after an extreme heat wave last month affected production. AAA says the national average increased by 7 cents to 383. Over the last week, the demand for gas decreased, though, because the total domestic supplies increased.
Also, Elon Musk says that his ex social media platform will pay legal bills for people who he says have been treated unfairly by their employers for posting or liking something on the site formerly known as Twitter. He made that pledge in a post on Saturday. He also said there's going to be no limits on funding legal bills. Musk didn't give any details on how X users could claim the money for their legal fees, but that's something that Elon Musk posted this past weekend.
So a couple weeks ago, and last week we even talked about it too, because more and more dermatologists were coming out saying, hey, you should not rub beer all over yourself when you're getting a suntan. And so now doctors are out with another warning, this time against using vegetable oil in your eyes, despite some folks on social media encouraging its use. There's widely seen videos on TikTok showing people rubbing castor oil around their eyes and promoting it as a way to treat eye-related issues. Doctors say it could cause an infection, recommend seeing an eye or vision specialist instead if having problems.
Yikes. I would never try that. I hate putting things in my eyes. No. Vegetable oil? Come on.
Yeah.
More than 11,000 Los Angeles City employees are planning to walk off their job tomorrow. So the 24-hour strike will be in protest of what they call the city's refusal to bargain in good faith. They also call the city's labor practices unfair to employees and union rights. Some workers are taking part in the strike, including sanitation workers, traffic officers, heavy-duty mechanics, and engineers.
So pretty ironic here. You know, we've had a couple of stories over the last few days about, you know, how companies are going with the hybrid approach. They're letting employees work from home more because their productivity isn't dropping. But the latest company telling employees to come back to the office is none other than the single most important platform during the height of the COVID pandemic. It's Zoom, saying they want their people back in the office. A spokesperson for Zoom said the company believes in a structured hybrid approach would be the most effective for its employees, but workers who live close to an office will be required to work on site to interact with their teams.
Well, on the topic of remote working and hybrid working, companies that allow at least one day of remote work each week increase staffing by nearly twice the rate of companies with full-time office requirements. So research shows that workers view hybrid work arrangements as equal to an 8% pay increase. That's according to an analyst of more than 3,600 companies by Scoop Technologies. The share of U.S. job postings advertising hybrid work arrangements has increased as fully remote postings have fallen. That's according to separate data from LinkedIn.
Looking at some pop culture notes today. Hey, okay, ladies, now let's get information. Okay, ladies, so transportation officials in Washington, D.C. say Beyoncé paid $100,000 to keep all metro stations open after her concert on Sunday night last night. The pop superstar show at FedEx Field got delayed several hours due to heavy rain and lightning, and so she shelled out the money to keep trains running and have all 98 stations stay open an extra hour.
That's awesome. Also, Mega Millions jackpot is now just over $1.5 billion after there was no grand prize winner on Friday night. That's been the case since April. That comes to $757 million for the lump sum before taxes, of course.
Apparently, there is a breakout star in the new movie Barbie. It's Weird Barbie, who is getting its own doll now. So the doll is inspired by Kate McKinnon's character, complete with a pink baby doll dress, short spiky blonde hair with pink and blue highlights, squiggly forehead line, and a circle around her eye. I know you are sitting in your car telling us, please, Joe, tell us when we can order this doll. Pre-orders start August 18th.
Ugh, okay. Also, this is just, you know, creepy story, but we got to say the site of the only documented exorcism in the U.S. is closing. That's the Alexis Hospital in St. Louis is filing for bankruptcy. The hospital was founded in 1869 and later became the basis of the book, The Exorcist. And it was decided in the late 70s to demolish the wing of the hospital that the exorcism took place. So.
So even though they have demolished the wing where this exorcism took place, you still would not want to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I don't think that did much. If there's some weird evil spirits right there, I think they can still get through the whatever.
All right,
the rubble.
I do have a discussion about movie etiquette that I want to get to, based on a story that happened over the weekend. At a theater showing Barbie. We'll get to that right after traffic and weather together.
Well, we do still have some slowdowns on 98. We had a small accident on Gulf Breeze Parkway right near the Nature Preserve when you're getting through the Nature Preserve going eastbound. But it looks like it has cleared up, but we still have some very slight delays because of that. So just keep that in mind. Of course, we have our typical afternoon traffic opposite direction if you're heading westbound throughout Windhaven Beach on 98. So expect some slowdowns there, of course. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. If you see anything else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're looking good, but oh my goodness, it is hot. Mostly clear skies tonight, no chances of rain, but it's going to get as low as 82 this evening. Coming up tomorrow, it is going to be high temperatures again, high at 95 with a heat advisory. Excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. It's 96 in Pensacola, 96 in Milton, and 95 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. So I'm interested to get your thoughts on this. So a guy took to Reddit asking, hey, am I in the right here or am I completely out of line? Am I a jerk? So he and his girlfriend went to see Barbie over the weekend, and a mom and her young daughter were in their seats. So they bought tickets early so they'd have the good seats reserved, which any, you know, knowledgeable moviegoer should do. But when they got there, a woman and her six-year-old daughter were in their seats. He told the mom she was in the wrong spot and she was aware. She said that when she bought tickets, there were only two left, one in the front row and one in the way back. So she was hoping they'd switch so she could sit with her kid. He said no, told her it wasn't really his problem, and claims he politely asked her to move. Then she told him that he was being rude and inconsiderate. Someone else overheard them and offered up their seats instead, so that was the end of it, or almost, as the guy then took to Reddit. Actually, his girlfriend told him he should have just said fine and that that would have been the right thing to do. So now he is not sure if he was being a jerk or not. Gracie, I give you the floor.
Okay, this is weird for sure, but I think I have to side with the guy, even though, like, okay, maybe he should have moved and it wouldn't have been that big of a deal, but, you know, people I don't think understand now, like, the movie theaters is kind of like an airplane now. It used to be you can sit wherever you want, but now it's reserved seats.
Right.
And people are, like, you know, not weird about it, but they pick their certain seat for a reason, and maybe they change their movie time because that one didn't have times. So if you have a kid and you have one all the way in the back and one all the way in the front, maybe you need to go to a different movie time. If it's not that big of a difference, you know, maybe then it wouldn't be that. But how are you going to say, no, have your girlfriend sit all the way up there and you sit there when you got your tickets and you got the good seat? It's kind of like, I don't know. But I feel like the movie theaters is now a place where you have reserved seats and people aren't moving. And if you're in someone's seat, they're going to say something. That didn't always used to be the case, but I think it's, you got to think of it like an airplane now. You can't just sit wherever you want.
I could not add anything to that. I'm completely in line with the gentleman there. For all the reasons that you said, I think that the only inconsiderate one was the mom who intentionally sat in their seats even after knowing full well that the theater was completely sold out except for the tickets that they got. So she found a schmuck to give up their seats. So good for her.
Yeah.
She got what she wanted, but no, I am 100% in line with the guy there. So and the girlfriend, by the way, hey, shut up. You know, you got to stick up for your man, all right? 550, we'll take her.
I wonder how they like the Barbie movie.
Yeah, right. It's about women's empowerment, and the guy was just empowered to, like, stick up for his seats and then was shot down by everything that proceeded afterward. 551, we'll take our final break of the hour. We've got some more wacky stuff and good news to finish up hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, a Pensacola Beach bass band, Sandy Roots, dance the night away to your favorite rock, reggae, and funk favorites. It's Bands on the Beach with Sandy Roots this Tuesday night at 7.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Like to know that I made the rain. I'd store it in boxes with little yellow tags on everyone, and you could come and see that when I'm done, when I'm done. I wonder what it's like.
Happy Happy Monday. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you are enjoying the start to your week. And first week of school for lots of kids coming up on Thursday, I think is the first day. So good luck, you know, with traffic in the morning and afternoon. Just remember that might be kind of changing your patterns. Going to be maybe some more people on the roads, but hope you are enjoying your start to the week. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays right now, and we're looking good on the Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. Of course, if you ever see anything on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we have extremely high temperatures all throughout this week. We have an excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. tonight, and our low is 82 with clear skies this evening. It's going to be a high of 95 tomorrow. We are going to be seeing hopefully some rain. It's at 50% for the afternoon, so hopefully that'll drop the temperatures down just a little bit for us. But it's a 96 in Pensacola, 95 in Gulf Breeze, and 96 in Milton with the heat index at 103. I'm Gracie in News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, couple of movie hits here. The Little Mermaid is set to hit Disney Plus next month. The live-action adaptation of the classic story will debut on the streaming service on September 6th. Also, Barbie now part of the billion-dollar club. Warner Brothers says Greta Gerwig's movie, based on the iconic doll, earned more than $1 billion at the global box office, and it just spent its third weekend in a row at number one in the U.S. and Canada as well.
In some wacky and weird stories before we get to our good news, a martial artist from India recaptured the Guinness World Record from his longtime rival by smashing 273 walnuts with his forehead in 1 minute.
Wow.
That's Naveen Kumar, 27. He used his forehead to smash the raw common walnuts, breaking the record, which was 254. That was set by a several record breaker, Muhammad Rashid, in 2017. The two men have been going back and forth for who's going to hold this title, and even in 2017, they went head-to-head on the Guinness World Records Challenge on an Italian TV show. I watched the video. It's crazy.
How many walnuts was he able to smash at one time?
Just one.
Just
so they
one?
Were they were lined up like a long table, and there was two rows of them, and he went boom, 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 and just
like
up and down the entire table until the timer ended.
Oh my God. 60 seconds, 200 and that's like...
Joe, watch the video. It's nuts. Literally nuts.
I need to. That's
oh,
a good
yeah.
one. Yeah. You'll be here all week. And you may be, and I may take the rest of the week off, depending on how I feel.
Yeah.
Good news. Now, early in the pandemic, a guy in New Jersey started a nonprofit called I Want to Mow Your Lawn, where you can volunteer to mow lawns for senior citizens and other people who need help. Now it's back in the news because it's expanded to 46 states, recently went international as well. A handful of volunteers have popped up in Toronto, and a retired Marine in South Korea recently started doing it for widows of fallen soldiers. And if you're interested in finding out more or want to volunteer, you can do that at iwanttomowyourlawn.com.
Also, a car fanatic in England has taken an extraordinary road trip to reunite with his vintage motor car with every owner who has cared for it since its 90-year history. So last February, Carl Slatter bought the 1933 Austin 10 Saloon and became fascinated with learning its history. Using the logbook, he managed to track down the previous owners and organize the trip. His first stop was to a town where the car's first owner lived. Along the way, he met a man named Rupert who owned the car in 1968 after passing his driver's test.
That's so pretty cool.
Awesome story there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big car guy. I do like history, and it is, you know, I'm into sports cards though, and I think about this a lot. You know, when you have like really old vintage cards, like, you know, the Holy Grail is like a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle or just an old card like that. I have thought about, like, you know, how many hands, how many people had this card?
Mm-hmm.
Who was the first person that had this card? So that's pretty cool that he was able to get all that information and be able to meet some of those people. That's awesome.
Hopefully hear some cool stories,
yeah,
too.
I'm sure he did. 5:59 right now. We've got our Channel 3 News at 6 update coming up. back in 12 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.